Hi everyone, it's Jo and this is Audio Mo for day 15. And I'm going to read a poem that I found on the Poetic Expressions website, which some of you will know that I really like, called Father's Day. Now, the time is not particularly appropriate other than the fact it is about Father's Day, but it stems from a conversation Jodie and I had a few days ago, and she was asking why some nurseries and schools get the children to celebrate Mother's Day but not Father's Day. They encourage the kids to make cards and pictures and everything for mothers, even have special assemblies for mums to go to but not for dads. And I said, well, it's because some children don't have dads. And she rightly said, well, some children don't have mums. And the little girl that lived next door to us in Preston was brought up by her dad and her mum wasn't around. And I thought, well, it's a fair point, to be honest. And I found this poem and I thought, well, it just shows that for some children, just because the parent isn't there, the day is equally as important to them. So I hope this will make sense because I'm reading it from Braille. If the dog will stop snoring. Bonnie, shush. So forgive any pauses, please, but I will do my best. Her hair was up in a ponytail, her favourite dress tied with a bow. Today was Daddy's day at school and she couldn't wait to go. But her mummy tried to tell her that she probably should stay at home because the kids may not understand if she went to school alone. But she was not afraid. She knew exactly what to say, what to tell her classmates, why he wasn't there today. But still her mother worried for her to face this day alone. And that was why, once again, she tried to keep her daughter home. But the little girl went to school, eager to tell them all about a daddy she never sees, a dad who never calls. There were dads along the wall in back for everyone to meet, children squirming impatiently, anxious in their seats. One by one, the teacher called a student from the class to introduce their daddy, as seconds slowly passed. At last the teacher called her name. Every child turned to stare. Each of them was searching for a man who was not there. Where is her daddy at? She heard a boy call out. She probably doesn't have one, another student dared to shout. And from somewhere near the back, she heard another daddy say, looks like another deadbeat dad, too busy to waste his day. The words did not offend her as she smiled up at her mum and looked back at her teacher who told her to go on. And with her hands behind her back, she slowly began to speak. And out of the mouth of a child came words incredibly unique. My daddy could not be here because he lives so far away. But I know he wishes he could be since this is such a special day. I know you cannot meet him, but I wanted you to know all about my daddy and how much he loved me so. He loved to tell me stories. He taught me to ride my bike. He surprised me with pink roses and taught me to fly a kite. We used to share fudge sundaes and ice cream in a cone. And though you cannot see him, I am not standing here alone. 'Cause my daddy is always with me, even though we are apart. I know because he told me. You will forever be in my heart. With that, her little hand reached up and lay across her chest, feeling her own heartbeat beneath her favourite dress. And there within the crowd, of dads, her mother stood in tears, proudly watching her daughter, who was wise beyond her years. For she stood up for the love of a man, not in her life, doing what was best for her, doing what was right. and when she dropped her hand back down, staring straight into the crowd, she finished with a voice so soft, but its message clear and loud. I love my daddy very much. He is my shining star. And if he could, he would be here, but heaven is just too far. You see, he was a fireman and died just this past year. When airplanes hit the towers and taught Americans to fear. But sometimes when I close my eyes, it is like he never went away. And then she closed her eyes and saw him there that day. And to her mother's amazement, she witnessed with surprise a room full of daddies and children all start to close their eyes. Who knows what they saw before them? Who knows what they felt inside? Perhaps for merely a second they saw him at her side. I know you are with me, Daddy. To the silence she called out. And what happened next made believers of those once filled with doubt. Not one in that room could explain it, for each of their eyes had been closed. But there, on the desk beside her, was a fragrant, long-stemmed pink rose. And a child was blessed, if only for a moment, by the love of her shining, bright star, and given a gift of believing that heaven is never too far. There you go. Hope you liked it. A bit sad, I know. First time I ever heard it, it made me cry, but I got over that. But I just thought it kind of that the story of the little girl being so brave makes you think that maybe hiding everything away from children and saying, oh, well, just be, you know, if a few children haven't got dads or mums around, maybe they'd still, particularly, I know it's if a parent's left under really difficult circumstances, and obviously it's different. But there are children who have, you know, parents in the armed forces or like that, firemen or whatever. And, you know, and perhaps the children will still like to celebrate the lives of those parents. Anyway, it was just a thought, and it was just brought up, like I say, by Jodie asking questions and a little discussion we had the other day. But I thought I'd share that. Hope it wasn't too miserable for you all and too sad. Okay, I made a more cheery poem later in audio mo from Poetic Expressions, because there is a lot of humour on there as well. It's not just all doom and gloom. There is some really good stuff, but there is some really humorous stuff as well. If anybody fancies taking a look, it's poeticexpressions.com. I think it's .com. Well, anyway, if you search Poetic Expressions, you'll find it. Okay, thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you all soon. Take care.